Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go ahead and call the bids and purchases committee meeting to order, April 4th, 8:30 a.m. Item number one is the approval of the minutes from March 6th.
Second.
All right, any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Number two is public comments. Anybody have anything they'd like to say before we get started? Okay. So we'll go to item number three, recommendation to reject Johnny Dodds Boulevard pedestrian access and historical marker bid to be redesigned and rebid.
Sir, I provided a handout to you. This shows a recap of some slides we'll be showing you, just to get a general overview of the changes that will be made. I'll go ahead and turn that over to Gary Ponder. He'll give a recap of that. After he finishes, I'll make a recommendation.
Welcome, Gary.
Hello there.
Love that name.
We have the Johnny Dodds Boulevard pedestrian access and historic marker plans. These actually are not the plans, but this is just a recap of what we propose to do in reducing the scope of the project. A little history. This is Mathis Ferry Road right here, and it used to come all the way down to Coleman Boulevard. And it created this when all the roads were realigned. Right there. Created this triangular piece of old Mathis Ferry Road, which is now McGrath-Darby, or as I'm told by Gordon Darby, the son of former mayor, it's McGrath-Darby, is how we're supposed to pronounce it. This is the triangular piece of old Mathis Ferry Road that we proposed to park. A couple of Boy Scouts have done equal projects on this, cleaning it up over the years. And this project goes back to 2006 with the realignment and of the roads and Johnny Dodds redevelopment. It's been put off for many years, and hopefully we'll get something done shortly. So the plan was, to construct the sidewalk. This is McGrath out here, and this is the frontage road going back to Sticky Fingers. And this is the triangular piece of land. There's a cow trail that used to come through here, and everybody had dumped trash. So we proposed a sidewalk through here. There's a ditch right here. We were going to pipe this, and then this would have been the where the historic marker would have been placed. A nice big concrete area for sitting and viewing the historic markers. This marker was a marker pointing the way to Princess Ferry back in the 1800s, and it was moved to Remley's Point at some point. And the original exists today in the City of Charleston Museum. So we proposed to do a replica of it, thank you, and place it here in the center of the concrete area. So, and then we'd have a historic sign explaining the details of it. So the proposal now, since we were over budget initially, is to move this concrete area up adjacent to the sidewalk and the road, bring it up to the same elevation as the sidewalk, and slide this section where the marker was going to go towards the rear, have a couple of benches, and landscape this area. We'd still do some grassing and irrigation back in this area, but we would pretty much leave the tree line the way it is now, abandon the idea of piping the ditch, and pretty much leave the remaining of the area natural. That's pretty much the reduction in scope. Any questions?
Yeah, Gary, from my perspective, do we have a breakout or breakdown of the cost, particularly for the pipe crossing that we're trying to eliminate?
We have the three bids that we received, and we can break that out. I think we've done some of that already, but I don't have that at hand today.
That's a lump sum bid, right?
Right.
So it's just a lump sum. We didn't have a breakout of the cost for those separate elements.
But in removing that pipe, it's certainly going to have a net loss effect in the overall scope. I'm just curious as to what that cost amount is. I mean, I don't want to eliminate drainage where you know, we can maybe utilize it, but you know, if it's significant enough, it certainly makes sense to do it.
Well, it's low in there anyway.
That's what I mean.
Where is the water flowing now? Is there ponds back there in the
There area? Is a inlet right here, and this inlet actually goes across the street and out. All the way across Johnny Dodds to, back up a few slides here, crosses, and it's out, this is the north side, northwest side of Johnny Dodds, McGraw Darby. There's a outlet out here somewhere in the marsh, so it actually goes in that direction.
Just to be clear, the drainage is not adding capacity. It is merely to cross a sidewalk over a ditch.
Right. Brad, do me a favor. Just mention your name and for the record so we know who
Brad Morrison.
Thank you.
Good.
So this portion of the ditch actually is just a stagnant ditch. It tied into the pond back here behind it. See if that shows up in the slide. Barely. There's a pond back here that's back behind the Red Roof Inn and the Harris Teeter back over in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
But that pond had an emergency outflow at one point.
Is there any way, in lieu of the drainage, is there any way to regrade that area so that we can slope it towards the inlet that's currently there?
Yes. Most of that area does drain to that inlet. Actually, most of the site infiltrates. It's in a very sandy soil. But I guess in a very heavy rain over a period of time, it would probably flow to that.
Now, would this be considered, Eric, a pocket park? I like the way we're moving it forward there. I think it's a safety issue as well by having it move, you know, forward a little bit where it's, I think, more out into the light when you have people going around rather than set back. So I kind of like the way you've done this. Go ahead, Tom. Yep.
Gary, do we have any parking? Are we going to have any
There's
parking?
There's no parking.
No parking, sir.
I'll encourage people to ride their bikes.
Yes. It's getting to be a well-traveled road. Yes, with the hotel there now.
Right.
Three hotels.
Is there, you know, with the new hotel coming up, I know that the owners of the hotel is donating that marsh to us with the walkways going over the marsh, Mr. Blanton. So is there any way, I'm trying to think of any way to connect that. I don't really see how we could do that, but since it's on McGrath, there might be opportunity to somehow connect those, huh?
Probably not a direct, the sidewalk.
Yeah,
too many other property owners.
But it is feasible, at least at some point in the future. I know Kaufman's incorporating the design of the water pump park expansion.
Well, Gene's office is right to the north of the point there.
Yeah. So a person could come down pedestrian way, walking or biking, and find their way to the plant property. Make their way to the park.
Good. Just getting back to the drainage briefly. In looking at the map, the contour lines looks like it encompasses an area that would remain stagnant. Is there a possibility of even maybe possibly cutting a swale from the contour to the inlet?
The ditch area?
Yeah.
No, the ditch is lower than the inlet.
That's what I mean, if we can grade it and force the water towards the inlet.
Sure, we can work the contours so they go in that direction. They pretty much do already.
It just looks like it right there, looks like it's closed. That contour line looks like it goes around that area.
This contour?
No, the one that's, yeah, right. I would just ask that you look at it and see what you can come up with.
So what is it you're looking for us to reject the first bid and then approve this one?
Yes, sir. And it's federally funded, so we would need to redesign it and go back to them for approval, and then we could rebid it.
We like those federal funds.
Yes, sir.
So all we're doing today is rejecting?
Rejecting this one, but approving this, is that what you said?
Path forward for design. Basically, rejecting this bid and giving us direction to say, hey, go ahead and redesign it, and we'll incorporate some of your thoughts, Mr. Owens, and try to improve the drainage and get it ready for bid again.
Okay. Committee?
Move that we reject the bids as presented in this from the three companies that have already bid and were over budget, and proceed with redesigning under the new format or design.
Second. All right. Any discussion, further discussion? Anybody from the audience? Ladies, I think it's, you guys are new here today. I don't believe I've seen you guys back here before.
Sir, if I can introduce some of our procurement staff.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so Kathy Grange, she is our assistant procurement officer. You met her at the last committee meeting.
Okay.
Jill is one of our procurement agents, as is Catherine.
Okay.
As well, procurement agent.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. They typically, they've been here. They've just kind of...
I just missed you. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I don't know how I missed
yes.
you. But sorry, didn't mean to call you out, but I just thought you.
Yes. We rotate depending on whose project it is.
Okay.
And today we have Catherine and Jill's project. So.
All right. Good. Well, welcome. All right. We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number four is the award of Ronnie Bowles Boulevard contract.
Yes, sir. I just want to give you a little diagram here so you know what we are talking about.
Can I make a public statement?
Absolutely, Mr. Carey.
This day has been long awaited for me personally, so I can get Mr. Bowles off my back. he is continually asking me when Ronnie Bowles Boulevard is going to be repaved and the pocket park installed, and I keep telling him, yes,
it's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
So anyway, this is a great day for me.
The diagram I gave you shows the section with the grids that has been improved. We solicited bids, and we received one bid from Gulfstream Construction Company in the amount of $164,335.63. This was over our engineer's estimate, and we negotiated with Gulfstream and was able to negotiate to a final amount of $163,335.63. Based on the above, we recommend awarding the contract to Gulfstream Construction Company in that amount, and it's within our overall budget.
Let me ask you now, is this including the public park, the little area we have there that was a little park, it became a dog park, but is it including that or just the road?
No, it's just the road. We're moving asphalt and grading and doing some storm drain work and then repaving.
And it's going to start from Mill Street?
Yeah. Yes, sir, on that section, but of course, you know, Ronnie Bowles, but it's on the section in red.
So what's going to happen with the other section? Nothing?
Nothing in this particular project.
It's the entire section of Ronnie Bowles Boulevard.
from Mill Street down to Reds.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking.
But only the grid is being reworked, right, with asphalt?
The whole road gets paved. That portion in the hatch area is a portion that often floods, and the asphalt's falling apart, so we're trying a new technique down there to, we don't want to remove it because it will lose the road if we do, and we'll inconvenience a lot of folks down there traffic-wise, so we're going to do a process called crack and seat, where we go in and just kind of take some big vibratory rollers and mash it down, and then kind of glue it together, and then repave. It's in a nutshell what we're going to try.
Yeah. So it is the whole street?
It's the whole street.
Just so you know.
Oh, I'm
sure Ronnie would be asking.
No, it's not the pocketbook.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
All right.
Question.
Okay.
What's the timing on this? Are we ready to go? I mean, are we still waiting on Tex to finish anything over there before we do this, or is it ready to go?
No, sir, we're ready to go.
Okay. How about the pocket park? Do you know the status of that now?
Paul can probably address the pocket park.
The pocket park is coming with the overpass, with the pedestrian overpass. That's so whenever we get that permitted and constructed, and we'll construct that at that time.
Since we're talking about that, we're going to connect those docks, right?
No, we're not.
We're not?
No.
It's a whole...
I know. I remember it was a big deal.
It's a standalone project.
And it's a lot of it's out of our control completely.
Mm, yeah.
But we hope to one day, I think everyone wants the same outcome, but these stars aren't aligned yet.
Well, I
had a question for Paul.
Yes, sir.
Several months ago, the water really gathered down there. And we went down there and took a look, and the Reds had blocked the drain right there with some beautification efforts with railroad ties. And we pulled those out, and lo and behold, the water went away. But I hope that we're doing that before we put new pavement down.
It's
not going to be, I mean, the pavement won't last as that water stands there.
We are installing new stormwater drainage down there, so we'll keep that in with open.
Good, thank you.
Jim?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the bids from Gulfstream for the work being done on Ronnie Bowles Boulevard in the amount of $163,335.63.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming to the meeting. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Ahead of schedule.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Gary Palmer.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.